Hello? Who's that?
Yeah, this is Peter here from the National Crime Agency. Can you just do one thing? Like, we got disconnected for a moment, so we need to put the security one more time. Can you just open up the...
No, whoever I was spoken to, I said, stop it. I don't... If anything is happening to my...
You don't have to do anything on the internet. Like, we need to activate the security, and we are not authorized to ask you any of your details, all right? And you don't have to do anything about it. Can we just open up the Zoho Assist app so that we can activate the security? Because security is interrupted.
No. I don't want anything to do with this. If anything happens to my MasterCard, I will go to the Commonwealth Bank.
It's not about the card that I'm telling you. We have to generate the security on your network. You see that I'm also doing my work. Can you just open up the Zoho Assist app? We have to activate the security. You don't have to talk to me, don't have to do anything about it. Hello? Just open up the Zoho Assist app on your mobile phone.
Yes.
Now, what do you see?
Enter session key.
All right, I'm providing you the numbers. It's 932.
Yes.
258.
Yep.
0281. Now, give a click on join.
So I put that number in?
Yes, you put that number in,
932-258-0281. Okay. Now, do I click start session?
Yeah, give a click on start station.
Yep. Now, what do I click?
What do you
see?
Give a click on start broadcast.
Yep.
Anything changes on your screen?
There's a little red light saying screen broadcast. There's a SIP client is ticking around. There's stop broadcast. Everything on your screen, including notifications, will be recorded. Enable do not disturb to
never
prevent
unexpected. Never click on enable.
Yep. And so I've got to click allow access.
Yeah, give a click on that.
And what access? What are you then accessing?
We are providing you the security, so it's asking for do you want to allow the firewall security on your device or not. So give a click on allow.
Yes.
Anything changes?
Now it says start a conversation with your technician.
It's not coming up, I can't see. Okay, now you are connected with the network. Yeah, now you just swipe up your screen from bottom to top. And come
yeah.
back to your home screen.
Yes, yes.
Okay, now just allow me some moment. Now we will gonna cancel all the charges. You will gonna receive a text message on your cell phone. Now once you receive that message, just do let me know. Are you ready?
Yes.
Now open up the message. Open up the message. Now open up the message.
Message hasn't come.
No message came.
No.
And is this the mobile phone I'm talking to you? Is it ending with 358?
Yes.
All right. Now just go back and check that. Have you received this? Refresh this page and check that. Have you received any new message or not?
Sorry, say it again.
Refresh this page and check that. Have you received any new message or not?
So which page?
Can you just do one thing? Just check your Commonwealth Bank that have you received any text message on that cancellation ID on that Commonwealth Bank app or not?
You have notifications. Never tell anyone this code, including CommBank, your net code to authorize a card purchase of AUD $2,000 at Woolworths gift cards is 409877. Is that what you're talking about?
We do want to log out from this app. We got disconnected. Okay, can you just do one thing? We got disconnected again. Can you just open up the app?
Yes.
Okay, now can you see, is it asking for any numbers?
Yes, it's asking for a session key, yep.
Okay, just hold on. Just hold on. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, sir, open the purchase, logo purchase.
Open what, sorry?
Did you open that Zoho Assist? Zoho Assist. Zoho application.
Yes. And it's saying enter the session key.
It is showing you enter the session key. Just give me a moment. Let me just check. Now put the number 456. Did you put 456?
Yes.
Then 244.
Yep.
6103. Now do the same thing, do the same way you have done it before. Now once you're done, once you see that you're connected to the technician, just do let me know.
Yes, it's start conversation with your technician.
Yeah. Now go to your home screen. Swipe your screen bottom to top. Now just give me a moment. Let me just generate the cancellation ID for you. That cancellation number for that transaction. For there will be a two transaction, $299.99 from the eBay and $199.99 for the PayPal. So let me just generate the cancellation code so that the transaction ID will be coming up onto your application of the CommBank. All right. So once it will be coming up, you can write it down in a piece of paper. So you do one thing, we just log into your application of the CommBank, ma'am.
Why do I have to do that?
We need to just generate the transaction ID for that two transactions. Can you see, do you got any cancellation purchase has been made? We have just canceled the charges, all right? You got the code before for canceling it. Now the same way, can you see that? We have just canceled the charges for gift, some of the gift card has been made. So we have just canceled and we are just sending you the code. Can you see that?
Is this net code 409877?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. There will be the
unauthorized charges from the Woolworths gift card somebody tried to purchase for 2,000. We have just generated the code and we have cancelled it. Okay? And that is the reason.
What's a Woolworths gift card? What's a Woolworths gift card?
Somebody with the help of that gift card. Don't be get anxious. Now listen to me, madam. Somebody has purchased it from the eBay platform or sometimes from it, they will purchase it from the PayPal. And that's why we have just cancelled it. Nothing to be worried about. You go to your accounts and check every single balance is where onto that. And that is the same way we need to generate the cancellation for the eBay purchase for $299.99 and $199.99. Okay. So just give me a moment so that I can cancel it. So look at the bottom. Can you see pay with the dollar sign, madam? There will be pay with the dollar sign.
Yes.
Click on that. And do you see there will be an option called cardless cash and deposit?
Yes.
Click on that. Now click on cardless cash.
Yes.
You will click on cardless cash.
Yes.
Now once you click, now look at the bottom. Can you see arrow? Tap on the arrow 2 or 3 times. Tap on the arrow at the bottom.
Yes.
Now once you press on OK, got it. Now once you press
yes.
on OK, got it. So first you just select your account from where it has been charged. It has been charged from your smart access. Select your smart access onto that account so that we can be able to cancel it. Can you see something called from? Something called from?
I see you think it says cardless cash from bills?
No, click on bills, change your account because it is not charged from the bills. Now check, scroll it down, look at the bottom. There will be the options, your account options will be coming up. Can you, wait, do not go anywhere. Click on pay. Now click
yes.
on cardless cash and deposit. Don't be get worried, don't be get in hurry up, alright. Click on cardless
yes.
cash. Yeah, click on cardless
yep.
cash. Now
yep.
you just simply do one thing. Can you see your bills? Tap on bills. Now look
yes.
at the bottom. Can you see your account has been coming up? Scroll up. On where you see bills, scroll up. Scroll up the
yes.
account and check for smart access. Like, do you have any smart access? You just only have bills or savings account.
That's correct.
So which is your main account? Your bills is the main account or your savings account is the main account?
I don't have a main account. I just use whichever one I want.
Yes. So you just paid your, select the bills account. Alright, click on bills, then click on done. Press on done. Now click on enter an amount because there are two charges, $299.99 and $199.99, that means overall 500. So you just click on the amount and scroll the amount top. Look at the bottom and select it for 500. Can you see at the bottom anything coming up, $20, $40,
what?
And stuff? Sorry?
What am I doing with $500?
No, we are just generating the code so that we can cancel it. Just select the amount. You're not giving it to anybody. Don't get worried about anything. Now click on enter description at the bottom. Click on enter description.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tap on that. Now because this is a shopping, click on shop. There will be an option coming up for shop. Because this charges has been made for the shopping. Tap on shop. Can you see something called shop? Now click on done.
Yes.
Click
yes,
on
I did that, yes.
Yeah. Look. Now click on next. At the top, it will be showing you next. Press on next, right hand top corner. Click on confirm and wait. It will be just generating the code once you press on confirm. And once
it says, withdraw $500 from bills to be collected at an ATM.
You are not withdrawing anything. You are just generating the code to write it down because they are just trying to do it that. That's why we need to just cancel and we need to generate the code. Press on confirm. You will get to see it will be coming up for C codes. And the codes will be coming up. You need to write the codes in a piece of paper. Press on confirm.
And then what am I going to do with the codes?
Once you just generate the code, we do not need to share the code to anybody. And then we can able to just cancel it, madam. I'll just simply showing you the thing. You're not sending it to anybody. Don't be get confused. So press on confirm.
Why? Why can't you just cancel it?
Once we generate the code, we will be able to generate the transaction ID. I have told you. You are going to see that. Press and confirm. Did you press?
I don't want to confirm. Withdraw $500 and bill would be quicker than an ATM. I don't want to do that.
Wait. Don't be shouting on me. Just listen to me. Are you inside the ATM? You are not. Then why you are getting confused? You are just generating the code for yourself. Because they have already tried to do those things. That is the thing I am just showing you. I am with you on the line. I am trying to just show you the things. You are not giving me any of the details. Why you are getting confused then?
I don't understand. I don't want to withdraw $500 from my bill.
You are not withdrawing anything. You are not withdrawing anything. You are just generating the code. You are not withdrawing anything. Yeah.
According to what's on my screen, if I hit confirm, I'm withdrawing $500 from my bill to be collected at an ATM. And I don't want to do that.
Madam, no, it will be generating the code. It is not confirming. If you use the code onto the ATM, then it will be withdrawing the funds. Because we need to stop the funds, that's why. You press on confirm and see that.
No, I don't want to withdraw $500 from bill.
You are not withdrawing anything. You are not withdrawing anything. It will be generating the code. Suppose with that code, if you go to the ATM, then you can withdraw the funds. But you are not withdrawing it. You are just generating it so that we can put the security, we can cancel those things. You need to understand that. You are not withdrawing.
I don't understand.
If you're going to lose anything, I'm just providing my details, you just you and me, alright? You're not giving your details to anybody. Whom you think that you're going to be sending the funds? Or who is going to withdraw the funds? Just tell me. You're not in front of the ATM. So where? In the air, the money is going there on the ATM machine? Who is going to withdraw the funds? Just tell me. This is not the rocket science. That you click the confirm and the $500 are coming out from your ATM.
I don't
want to
do that!
Madam, this is the charges has been made already. That's why we need to just cancel it. That's why...
I'm just going to cancel it. I'm not
confirming,
I'm going to say cancel.
Let me just show you something. Why you're not understanding, ma'am. You're not sending it to anybody. Your $500 are not going anywhere. If somebody wants to just steal your phone, they are just going to steal only 500.
So why are you getting me to set it up such that I'm transferring $500 from my bills account to an ATM?
Oh my god, because the charges has been made from your bills account. The total amount will be $299.99, which is from the eBay, and the second one will be $199.99 from the PayPal, which somebody has received the charge. You can see that we have already cancelled the 200 charges gift card. You haven't lost anything, you lost 2000. So that is the same way we are just going to cancel the charges. That's why we need to just simply upload that code. We need to generate that code. That's all. I'm not asking you to give me the code. Please try to understand that. Try to click on confirm and try to see what is happening. If you lose anything, just do let me know. Now what
okay.
has been
It says error. We are unable to process your transaction. Call 1-800-02-3999.
You have logged your account.
Option 3 and then option 1 for more details.
Because you have logged your account. You have logged your account. Thousands of times, I'll tell you, press on confirm. No. On the banking page, you need to be very smart. And that's why that has been happened. You just logged out from your account. Again, you can see that your account has been getting logged. You are not understanding.
If I see any problems with my account, I'll just go to the Commonwealth Bank.
Yeah, just go to the Commonwealth Bank then. Just go to the Commonwealth Bank.